Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shemini, 8th, week 26, 6th Aliyah. And the pig, though it has a split hoof completely divided, does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you. Leviticus 11, verse 7. Can Noah's descendants eat of everything? The world is divided in two groups of people, the sons of Israel, and the rest, the sons of Noah, also called Gentiles. For the sons of Israel, there is a more strict diet than for the sons of Noah. Even though Noah knew well which animals were clean and unclean for the Eternal, Genesis 7, verse 2 and 8, in the law that he and his sons received, there is no difference between allowed and forbidden animals. Genesis 9, verse 3. Obviously, a son, a descendant of Noah, is allowed to eat from all animals without this being a sin for him. However, the people of Israel were called to be a priestly nation for the Eternal, and therefore has the obligation to separate themselves from things and animals that produce ritual uncleanness. Sacrifices are the Eternal's bread, and he can only eat clean animals. That's why he will not allow his chosen sons and daughters, who can live close to his dwelling, to eat from something that he can't receive as a sacrifice. Sons and daughters have to emulate their father's behavior. Deuteronomy 14, verses 1 through 3. Besides, a son or daughter of Israel who eats an unclean animal becomes ritually impure, in Hebrew, tameh. And if he eats abominable animals, he becomes abominable for the Eternal, as it is written in Leviticus 11, verses 43 and 44. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, and ye should be defiled thereby. The Eternal's presence among the sons and daughters of Israel demands a more strict diet, so the tabernacle is not defiled by them when entering in it. Chapter 7, verse 21. Noah's sons don't have the same degree of closeness to the Eternal if they don't choose to convert and enter in the covenant of the circumcision. The sons of Israel are near, and the sons of Noah are far. Ephesians 2:17. Then, can Noah's sons eat unclean animals? According to my understanding of the scriptures, the answer has to be yes, they can. The rules in this chapter are for the sons of Israel, as it is written, for you, quote unquote. Now, since the first coming of the Messiah, there is a group from among the sons of Noah that has come close to the Eternal without entering in the covenant of circumcision in the flesh. When experiencing the regeneration of the Spirit and the Messiah's life of resurrection, these sons and daughters of Noah, who were far off, have been made near by the blood of the Messiah, as it is written in Ephesians 2, verse 13. But now, in Messiah Yeshua, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of the Messiah. This means that the sons and daughters of God who are not of the circumcision have a closeness to the Eternal that the rest of the descendants of Noah can't have. They can enter the heavenly tabernacle in their spirit. However, they can't be considered as physical sons of Israel because they are not in the covenant of physical circumcision. In the spirit, they have the same status as born-again Jews, but not in their physical purpose. As long as they don't convert to be Jews and circumcised, they are not commanded to keep all the 613 commandments, Galatians 5:3. They don't have the same obligation as the sons of the circumcision, but because they are closer than the other sons of Noah, they have more obligations regarding the Torah. The sons of Noah have the obligation to keep seven general commandments with all its ramifications. and the sons of the circumcision have the obligation to keep 613 specific commandments. Then, how many commandments do the sons of Noah, who have been adopted as sons of Abraham by Messiah Yeshua, have to keep? Do they have the obligations to keep these dietary commandments that we see in this week's portion? It is clear that Noah's sons, who are now adopted as sons of Abraham without the circumcision in the flesh, have greater obligation than the rest of Noah's sons, but less than the sons of the circumcision. However, the writings of Yeshua's emissaries don't give a clear answer to this matter, but leave an open door for those who wish to keep more commandments. Acts 15, verse 21. This is a very difficult topic because the line between Jews and non-Jews isn't well defined in the Messiah. In the Messiah, the Jew may, of course, not lower his standard from the rules given to him by the Eternal to adapt to the Gentile. But it's the other way around. The Gentile will have to learn to respect and also to keep Jewish rules to a certain degree if he wants to live in harmony with them. I personally believe that a son of Noah, regenerated by the power of Messiah's resurrection, is not obligated, but does well if he sanctifies himself and lives a more devout life in a practical way, following the rules about clean and unclean animals. Now, if he belongs to a community where there are Jews, he must adapt to their lifestyle regarding food so he can eat with them. A Jew can't eat anything unclean or abominable because it is forbidden to him, and if a non-Jew wants to share his table with the Jew, he will have to respect these rules to avoid making him sin. May the Eternal help us find the balance in these matters. Shalom.